So we'll continue our discussion on Havdalah. So to review and continue on, we were discussing the issue of whether of Havdalah a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabban. Is it a rabbinical mitzvah or is it a biblical mitzvah? So the Rambam writes that Havdalah is part of the same mitzvah as Kiddush. That the mitzvah of Kiddush is to bring in Shabbos with its special words beforehand, Bechnisaso, and its entrance, Uve Yitziyaso, and the Rambam writes, that is the mitzvah of Havdalah. Havdalah is separating, both are separating Kodesh v'chol, holiness from the mundane, obviously in different directions. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is that Havdalah is a mitzvah in HaTorah. Not only is it a mitzvah in HaTorah, but the same basis as the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the Shitas HaRambam. There are other Rishonim who hold it's Daraisa, it's biblical, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush. In fact, it's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Yud Aleph, Mem Zayin, I think. I can't read. Lahavdio ben atame lahatolatahar. That you separate tame from tahar. So the Gemara over there discusses, the Rishonim discuss that perhaps that's the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah, to separate tame from tahar, kodesh from chol, and therefore it's a mitzvah daraisa, nothing to do with Kiddush. And many other Rishonim disagree with both, with the Rambam source as well as this source, and say there is no biblical source for Havdalah, because Havdalah is only a rabbinical mitzvah. And therefore, it is not like Kiddush. Everyone agrees Kiddush is a biblical mitzvah. It's how much of Kiddush is biblical. Havdalah, whether Havdalah itself is biblical or not, that itself is a fundamental machlokas. And Rashi writes in Sot in Nazir Dav Gimel Amid Beis, the Havdalah b'motzai Shabbos min HaTorah. That seems to be the Shita of Rashi. It's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara in Nazir about a Nazir, whether they could drink from the wine in Havdalah. Do I say Mushba v'Ome me Har Sinai? That they're ready on every Jew in Har Sinai committed to make Kiddush in Havdalah. So it's mashma for them Rishonim there, like Rashi, that not only is Kiddush Daraisa, Kiddush Al Hayayin, or not only is Havdalah Daraisa, but Havdalah Al Hayayin is Daraisa. And others, Tosas, others, going to Gemara differently. And the Rambam, as we mentioned, I'll quote you the language of the Rambam in Perek Kaf Tes, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs asei min haTorah l'kadesh Yom HaShabbos b'dvarim. The mitzvah is to sanctify the Shabbos with Urchin Emar, Zachar Yom HaShabbos l'kodcho. Komar, Zachreyu Zechiru Shabbos Sheva, Zechiru Shabbos v'kiddush. V'sarach l'zachar v'chninasu v'kiddush hayom. You have to remember it in its entrance and its exit. And over there, the Rav HaMagid points out, Nira Midivrei Rabbeinu, from the Rambam, that we see, as we point out, Havdalah is in our Torah, it's going down from Zachar. So, you have three shitas in the Rishonim. Whether Havdalah is Daraisa, and if it is, then what's the source? Is it based on Kiddush, Zachar, Shom HaShabbos, Kokotcho? Is it based on Lahavdil ben Tomei Latar, or is it a Dindra Abanan? So the Minchas Chinuch raises an interesting question he raises by Kiddush. If you assume, like the Rambam, in other words, that the source of Kiddush, the source of Havdalah is based on Kiddush, so we know the Lacha is by Kiddush, as we discussed in the Kiddush here, that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So the question is, if you hold Havdalah is Daraisa, but not based on Kiddush, Or if it's Darabana, you don't have the question. If you hold Avdola as Daraisa based on Zohar, so it's a kasha on the Rambam, Wabalo Tiknu Lahaski Yitzias Mitzrayim Avdola. How come there is no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim in Avdola? It was Avdola. So the Shita Mukubetzes in Beya, Davtalam Abeis, writes, B'shem Sefer Machria Be'imak Shela, B'shem Rabbi Notan Shavdoa Eino Chaye Ben HaTorah. So you discuss that question of why not? Why isn't there Yitzias? Why isn't there Havdalah? Why isn't there Yitzias Rabbi Havdalah? It's a whole question why it's not in Kiddush either, but that's for another time. So what about Havdalah Alayayin? So we discussed Im Havdalah Alayayin Hu Min HaTorah Midrabanan. So the Rashba is like the Rambam. The Havdalah Min HaTorah Hu B'Tfilah Vol Alayayin. The Iker Havdalah is only over words. Ulam Adivrei Rashi and Nazir. And Tosus perhaps writes Havdalah Alayayin Havi Min HaTorah. That's the whole discussion about a Nazir. A further discussion within Havdalah is, what happens if you don't make Havdalah Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbat, if you make it Sunday? If you, according to the opinions that Kiddush, that Havdalah is Daraisa, is it Daraisa up until Tuesday sunset? That's halacha, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday sunset. Or even Sunday, do I say the Havdalah I make Sunday, is that Daraisa? Or do I say only Saturday night is Daraisa? So, the Prima Gadin writes to make a big chiddush. He writes that even according to Manda Amar, Havdalah is Daraisa, Haino Davka Baleo Motsoi Shabbos. That's only on Saturday, a Motsoi Shabbos, that Havdalah is Daraisa. Im Lo Hivdia Balaila, but if you didn't make Havdalah at night, after Mechuyiv Lahavdil Achakach, even though you're obligated to make Havdalah afterwards, Mikom Makom Modim de Lo Havi Elamidrabanan. So the Prima Gadin wants to say a big chiddush that even according to the Shitas that say Havdalah is Daraisa, that's only Motsoi Shabbos. But if you're going to make it Sunday or after, it's only Drabanan. And many are ask on the Prima Gadin, why should that be? Because we know the Halacha is by Kiddush, especially according to the Rambam, that learn out the laws of Kiddush. The Halacha is if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you're still obligated in Kiddush Shabbos morning. So too, one perhaps could argue, what is the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah? So to answer this kasha, the Taz in Yerideya quotes in the B'Shem HaBach, L'hoyar sheyesh tira, there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. What is the apparent contradiction? The apparent contradiction is, so the Indian are they was pasak amachaber the katan shemais aviv imo vafio higdel besoch shiva batel meno kodin are they was eno chayev that a katan who becomes a gadol in the middle of shiva, so he's not chayev in shiva, doesn't have to do aveilus. And yet in Yerideya the psak is regarding Havdalah. Sha'onin chayiv acha kach lahavdia. The lach is if you're an onin, let's say someone in the time of the death, one of your loved ones died, and the burial is not until Sunday. So therefore, you're an onin, you can't make Havdalah Saturday night, but when you come home after the kfura, after the burial, so you chayiv. So the question is, why is it by the case of Avegos, by a katan shehigdio, he's not chayev in Avelis, but we paskin and onein is. So they quote from different achronim, the ancient kasha. Because there is a machokas aposkim, ben amaram rinberg laharush. And same by onein, by the case of Avelis, it's a machokas rishonim, the maram and the rush. And the machokas rishonim as well by onein bahavdolah. So therefore, the Rush gives us a general rule, as we've mentioned many times, a suffix on a din daraisa, a doubt on a biblical law was strict. A doubt on a rabbinic law was lenient. So by Avelis, which would be, which is only Drabbanan, so we say it's a case of Suffolk, and also Suffolk would differ Hameko Bavelis. But Havdolah is the Raisa, according to the Rambam and others, and therefore we want to be Machmel Sveka the Raisa, and therefore that's why. But there's no, perhaps you could say, there's no fundamental difference between the two. Is one is the Raisa, and one is Drabbanan. And regarding the other issue is, what about a woman's obligation, Havdolah? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Sadivav, Sif Ches, the Nashim Chayavitz b'Havdolah. Women are obligated in Havdolah, Kishem Shein Chayavitz b'Kiddush. So the Mechaber quotes that a woman are obligated in Havdolah, quotes the Shita of Rambam, that a woman are obligated in Havdolah just like they're obligated in Kiddush. Yesh mi shecholek, and there are those who disagree. V'harama mosif, and the Rama adds, therefore, because it's a machlokes, l'chein lo yavdilu l'atzman, the woman should not make her own havdalah, rak yishmu havdalah min ha'noshim, she should hear havdalah from a man. V'das hacholek, who's that opinion? V'yesh mi shecholek, that is the Archas Chaim, the Nashim Paturo. So you have a whole gamma. You have the Rambam who writes, women are obligated in Havdalah min HaTorah. You have the Archas Chaim who writes, women are obligated in Havdalah, period. They are exempt both biblically and rabbinically. According to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. Of course she's Chayiv in Havdalah, because it's the same chiyuv as Kiddush. However, if you don't hold like the Rambam, therefore Havdalah is, even if you hold it's Daraisa, but it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's an independent mitzvah, and therefore a woman would be exempt. So there's a hope shot in the Ramah, why should that be? Why should that be that the Ramah writes that women should hear Kiddush from a man? Even because there's another famous machlokas Rishonim, and it's a machlokas Sfardi and Ashkenaz, whether a woman is obligated in Zman Grama, whether or not women are exempt in time-oriented mitzvahs, but the question is, can they make a bracha? Can they make a bracha on Sukkah, on Luluv, etc.? So, again, machlokas Rishonim, the Minhag Sfard is no, they don't. The Minhag Ashkenaz is yes. The Minhag Sfard is no, because how could you say Vitzivanu? It's Michse Keshikr, looks like a lie. Because you're not obligated, you're exempt. And according to the Ramah, it's that it's generic. We're going on the general, that Chayis are Chayiv in these mitzvahs, and therefore a woman can make a brach even though she personally is not obligated. So that's the machlokas in general. So according to the Machaber here, it's not a case for the woman a chayiv in Havdalah, so a Sephardi woman can make Havdalah. But according to B'nai Ashkenaz, we paskin women volunteer brachas even on the mitzvah they're exempt from. So why is Havdalah different than lulav and Sukkah and all the other mitzvah saseh shazman groma? So the Magen Avraham writes, the difference is, by Sukkah, by Lulav, those are mitzvahs yesh bo maisa. They have an action involved. You're shaking the Lulav, that's the ikar, you're shaking, that's the mitzvah. You're shaking the Lulav, you're eating the matzah, you're sitting in the Sukkah. But by Havdalah, it's all a bracha, ma'avde ben kohen shocho. So therefore, the Magen Avraham Queen's Chazal never told women to volunteer brachas on mitzvahs that only come in a bracha form. That's why the Magen Avraham says as well by Kiddush Levana, even though it's a mitzvah say shazman grama, so why don't women do it? Why is the minhag for women not to say Kiddush Levana? That's because the same as Havdalah, according to Magen Avraham, it's a mitzvah that only involves a bracha, and therefore you don't make make a bracha. The Taz gives another reason. So we see the Taz is cholek on the Rambam, and those Rishonim who hold it's Daraisa. Because the Taz holds Havdalah is only Drabanon. And therefore he says, when do we find the Gemara obligates you or permits you to make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei man grama? That's a biblical mitzvah, like lulav, sukkah, matzah. But a mitzvah drabanan, we don't find Chazal encouraged you and told you to make a bracha, according to the Ashkenaz. And therefore the Taz writes, it's a tartate, it's a double drabanan. When it's a double drabanan, so, because Avdol is drabanan, Avdol is drabanan, and when it's Zman Grama, so therefore women should not make Havdalah by themselves. And that's why, according to this, then, that would explain the sheet that says women are exempt from Kiddush Shabbos morning, because that's a Din Drabanan as well, and it's Zman Grama. So to conclude, even though it's a machokas and the machaber, 2 days, and the Rama writes a woman should hear from a man, push comes to shove, let's say a woman is alone and she has no man around, so the lacha is, a woman should make her own havdalah. Because b'choshes v'shitas harambam. And therefore, some want to say that since it's a shayla about borei maorei eish, if she's chayiv or not, so then if she's chayiv in havdalah, but only putter in Borei Eish, it might be a hefsek. So therefore, some posts can recommend that when a woman makes havdalah, she should make the Borei maorei eish after she already drinks the wine.